Well, Jason, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Edmundo. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too. As we look at the world of business, it looks like we're going to be talking about your cover story on a popular subject, which is solar energy for New Mexico.
Yeah, and here we are talking about green energy again. I know we've discussed the topic several times over the past few weeks and talking about, how we can, that has the potential to make New Mexico a leader in renewable energy. Well, last week, we as a state took a very significant step along that path. I got to attend the official opening of the Macho Springs Solar Array. It's about 26 miles northeast of Deming in Luna County. The project actually came online in May, and it covers 600 acres. Now, to put that in perspective, 640 acres is one square mile. So this is the largest solar array in the state now. It was built by First Solar, and they're staying on to continue the day-to-day operations. And it's one of two arrays in the state that's owned by Southern Power, one of seven that they own nationwide, largely here in the Southwest. And now for the next 20 years, El Paso Electric is going to be able to purchase all the power generated at the plant. And that's going to serve customers for El Paso, Texas, New Mexico, the entire El Paso Electric grid. The 50-megawatt plant is going to produce enough electricity to power a few more than 18,000 homes. It's also helping El Paso Electric meet their renewable energy goals, and it reduces the carbon footprint for all of us. Technologically, it's just awe-inspiring. They've got GPS systems to ensure that the solar panels tilt and follow the sun. So they're aimed at the sun all day and getting a maximum benefit from our beautiful New Mexico skies and sun. And from an environmental standpoint, it's interesting as well because they're working with researchers to ensure that the smallest impact possible is made on the surrounding landscapes and on the wildlife. In fact, the shade from the solar panels, it provides a little bit of a break from the sun for wildlife. I saw jackrabbits out there kind of settling in under the solar panels, catching some shade. They told me they've got a fox family roaming around under there as well. And then they're also monitoring the vegetation in the area. And interestingly, one of the partners in this project is Turner Renewable Energy, owned, of course, by Ted Turner, who is one of the largest, if not the largest, landholder in the state. And we were also visited there by State Land Commissioner Ray Powell to attend the week's tour. And he pointed out that since the site sits on land, state land that they're leasing, the income from that lease, by law, will benefit students in New Mexico through those lease fees. So it's economically, environmentally, and educationally a triple win situation for us.
So this again, it benefits, there's so many different benefits to it. I mean, you've got jobs, of course.
Yeah.
You've got the economics of it, and then money going back to students.
Back into the state and to students. They actually created 300 jobs during the construction phase. And, of course, it'll be slightly less during operations, but they'll still have crews there on site.
Great. Now, this week's column is one of my favorite topics, which is shopping local, and it's by the Green Chamber.
Yeah. Carrie Hamlin with the Green Chamber stepped up to the keyboard for us again this week to share some of her thoughts about the importance of shopping local. And what that means is using the local businesses, purchasing there, and if they don't have what you need, ask, and most times they'll get them for you. Carrie points out that many of these local businesses are multi-generational, family-owned. They're run by our fellow Las Cruces. And, you know, while it may take a little more work to restock the fridge or grab a bite to eat, it's worth it because the money spent at locally-owned businesses tends to stay right here at home. Carrie points out that $45 to $63 of every $100 spent in local businesses stays in our community, whereas money spent at chains, we usually only retain around $14 here in town. And these local businesses are also the ones that have family here, have for generations, have kids in school, probably the same schools they went to, and they are the ones that donate, volunteer, support our local causes and our students.
And of course, you know, one of the things I always notice about, you know, shopping local is, as you say this, they support a lot of nonprofit organizations.
Yes.
When you see some of these posters for some of these big fundraisers, you see the names of all these local small businesses.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I can't ever say that the local businesses are anywhere close to some of the change as far as the food quality that we get in our restaurants. If you want good chili, find a good local business.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, the business profile, speaking of local, for those of us that love Southwest history, you've got a business profile on Mesilla Book Center.
Yeah, this is a neat little profile. We take a look at Mesilla Book Center. It's located on the historic Mesilla Plaza. The building is actually a 1950s era mercantile. And the owner, Cheryl Blevins, and her family purchased it in about 1966 from Betty Bowen. And the family has slowly transformed it into a bookstore. Cheryl was telling me that her mom had it as a mercantile after refurbishing and started bringing in a book here or there. And people would then start coming in and asking for specific selections. So they've just kind of shifted into a nice local bookstore. It's very homey inside, very rustic. You really get the feeling that you're on the historic Mesilla Plaza. And then the book selection is just fantastic. You're not going to find your bestsellers there. You're going to get books by local authors. You're going to get books on Southern New Mexico history, on New Mexican history, the whole Southwest, Native American history, even some women's studies and African American studies there. And she's always very willing. If she doesn't have it, she'll do her best to find it for you.
And this is another way of, again, you know, not only shopping local, but promoting local writers as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, getting down to the plaza, it's not just the bookstore. There are so many great shops down there. Every time I go down, it's impossible to hit one store and leave. You just wander around and enjoy all that the plaza has to offer.
And then what's new? It looks like breaking ground for a new wound care center.
Yeah, this is going to be a really positive development for our medical community, also for not only those of us who need the medical community for treatment, but for the business end of it as well. They're going to open the wound care center. They broke ground last week. They're partnering with Healogix, which is the largest provider of wound care and related disease management in the country. And this is going to be the first freestanding wound care clinic locally. They're scheduled to open before the end of the year in the Memorial Health Plex on North Rise. And what they'll be doing is treating chronic wounds. And by that, what I mean is wounds that last, say, more than 30 days to heal. These affect more people every year. There are about 8 million people a year affected now. Some of it is because our population is growing older. And as we all know, we get a few more creaks and takes a little longer to heal up. So it'll serve that population. But it's also going to be able to service conditions such as diabetes, obesity, even the late effects of radiation therapy. And those are some of the main things that are causing the increased incidence of wounds that don't heal within 30 days. And Memorial Medical is really going to come in and help fill that gap for us.
Well, that's great. Well, Jason, any other things that you're keeping an eye on?
Well, I did want to give a little shout out to the business community and our chambers, because since I've come into this position as business editor, everyone, and yourself included, have been so supportive and helpful. It's really made this transition easy for me. I've learned so much in so short a time, and I hope I'm bringing the news that we need to hear. And to that end, I'd like to invite anybody, readers, listeners, people in the business community, or anyone, to send in news tips, because I'm always looking for new stories. So if you know of a new business opening, if you know of an old business that deserves some recognition, they can be sent in to me. Just email me a tip, and you can always reach me at jgibbs@lcsun-news.com. And as always, the entire business section, if it's not on your doorstep already, is available online at www.lcsun-news.com.
Well, Jason, thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
My pleasure as always. Thank you, Edmundo.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.